This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden told Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu he expects significant de-escalation on Wednesday in its military confrontation with Palestinians amid intense efforts to reach a ceasefire. Airstrikes and rocket fire continue in Gaza in the conflict that has since May 10th claimed more than 225 Palestinian lives, according to the Gaza Health Ministry, and killed 12 people in Israel, according to police there. As diplomatic efforts intensify, Germany says its top diplomat is heading to Jerusalem for talks on Thursday. The U.S., a key Israel ally, has repeatedly blocked adoption of a joint U.N. Security Council statement calling for a halt to hostilities. It said Wednesday it would not support a proposed resolution calling for a ceasefire, saying it could undermine efforts to de-escalate the crisis. U.S. military officials also said Wednesday Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin urged de-escalation during a call with his Israeli counterpart, but underscored his continued support for Israel's right to defend itself. The UN Security Council on Wednesday issued a unanimous declaration underlining the need to increase COVID-19 assistance to Africa, in particular by boosting vaccine supplies. The Security Council is expressing concern that Africa has only received 2% of all vaccines administered globally. The Council backs the COVAX sharing program, which provides vaccine for poorer countries, and appealed for accelerated donation of safe and effective vaccine doses from developed economies. This is VOA.